We're told that to become familiar with the whole tone of ardent celebration characteristic of devotion to Mary in the Roman Catholic tradition, it is enough to enumerate the titles of Mary contained in the Litany of Loreto: Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin of Virgins, Mother of Christ, Mother of Divine Grace, Purest Mother, Most Chaste Mother, Mother Inviolate, Mother Unsullied, Mother Amiable, Mother Admirable, Mother of Good Counsel, Mother of our Creator, Mother of our Savior, Most Discreet Virgin, Venerable Virgin, Virgin Worthy to be Extolled, Powerful Virgin, Merciful Virgin, Faithful Virgin, Mirror of Righteousness, Seat of Wisdom, Cause of our Gladness, Spiritual Vessel, Vessel of Honor, Singular Vessel of Devotion, Mystic Rose, Tower of David, Ivory Tower, Golden House, Ark of the Covenant, Queen Conceived Without Stain, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, Queen of Peace. Those titles from the Litany of Loreto, from the study The Virgin Mary, the Roman Catholic Marian Doctrine by Giovanni Mieghi and Waldo Smith. There are so many titles that we might have missed one in the middle, and that is Mystic Rose, an image so often evoking both beauty and perfection. The symbol of the rose, of course, has appeared over the centuries in secular and religious poetry, and the rose in music will be the centerpiece of the holiday concerts of the Arcadia Chorale this weekend in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. On Saturday and Sunday, December 1st and 2nd, the Arcadia Chorale will present The Song of a Rose, Christmas music in honor of the Virgin Mary. St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Wilkes-Barre at 7:30 on Saturday and at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton at 3. The Arcadia Chorale is one of Northeast Pennsylvania's premier musical organizations, and it has served the region with choral concerts of the highest quality for 40 years. The chorale has received critical acclaim for performances of works ranging from the Renaissance to the present. The music director of the chorale is Dr. Stephen Thomas, who is chair of the Division of Performing Arts, director of choral activities, and professor of music at Wilkes University. Dr. Thomas paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the program.
As you know, the Arcadia Chorale does do a Christmas concert every year, and every year we try to take a fresh look at this, you know, wonderful repertoire that is the Christmas choral tradition. And we've done lots of things over the years. We've explored Christmas traditions in various regions. We've done Christmas music with brass and organ accompaniment. We've done 21st century choral music. And on some occasions, we've also focused on particular parts of the Christmas story, and this is one of those years. So this year, we're actually focusing on music about the Virgin Mary. The program, we're calling it The Song of a Rose, and the image of a rose has long been associated with Mary, in particular the idea of a rose without thorns, representing this idea that Mary was without sin. And several of the pieces on the program, not all of them, but several of the pieces on the program make use of this rose imagery. Though, of course, there are many wonderful Marian-related pieces that don't use rose imagery, so we're not limiting ourselves to that. The other thing that's, I think, particularly fun about this program is that we're doing a sing-along sort of spaced throughout the program. We have four different carols that we're doing at various spots in the program, and they're all, I think, things that will be familiar to people. We're doing Once in Royal David City, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Silent Night, and O Come All Ye Faithful. And it's a chance for the audience to kind of get into the feel of the season a little bit and do some singing along with us. And on those carols, and also on many of the other pieces in the program, we will be accompanied by the wonderful organist Mark Laubach, familiar to many listeners, I would imagine. He's organist and choirmaster at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Wilkes-Barre. We're very lucky to get a chance to work with him. We've worked with him on numerous occasions in the past. He's a regular guest organist on our Bach Festival. He's a tremendous, tremendous talent, and it's always a joy to work with him. So we're excited to get a chance to do that. So the program begins with the Annunciation. Not strictly speaking, I suppose, part of Christmas, but it's an important part of the story. And the Annunciation, for those that don't know, is the visitation of the angel Gabriel to the Virgin Mary, letting her know that she was going to be the mother of Jesus. And so we start out with this setting of a text about this event by Canadian composer Eleanor Daly. It's a sort of a fun, exciting, kind of quirky in some ways setting of this text. It's, I think, a really great way to open the program. And then we get Mary's lullaby to the baby Jesus. There's a familiar text, I think perhaps familiar to some, from the 15th century English text, Lulle My Liking. There's actually a number of different settings of that. We're doing a contemporary setting of it, music written in 2014 by Thomas Hewitt Jones. And this features this refrain, Lulle My Liking, My Dear Son, My Sweeting, Lulle My Dear Heart, Mine Own Dear Darling. This is a refrain that keeps coming back, and it's this lullaby to the baby Jesus that's sung by Mary. And then at the end of this, the first set on the program, we're doing this traditional Ukrainian carol, which the chorale actually has sung before, although it's been a number of years, so people may not remember it, those that are regular attendees. But in this carol, the singers imitate bells, and so the basses start out going bum, you know, singing bum, imitating these sort of big, low, slow bells. And then the tenors and the altos come in. There are sort of higher and faster bells, and then eventually the sopranos come in, and they're the highest and fastest bells. So there's this build from low to high as it gets going, and then finally the altos come in with a melody. And the piece is called Oy Vyerusalimi, and I'll attempt some of the Ukrainian text here. It's the Oy Vyerusalimi, Rado Zadzvonili, Shedri Vechir, Dobri Vechir, Dobrim Lyudyam, Nazdorovya. So this is a little Ukrainian. And a translation of that is, Oh, the bells rang early in Jerusalem, a bountiful evening, a good evening to the health of all good people.
Nastrovia.
Ah, yes, thank you. And it goes on from there, Oh, the maiden Mary walked in the garden, and then the refrain again, she walked in the garden and gave birth to a son, and then the refrain, she gave birth to a son and carried him in her arms. So it begins with bells, but then talks about the Virgin Mary. And it's just this very joyful, lovely, lovely work, which those familiar with the Ukrainian tradition, I think, will know this carol. It's quite well known, and something which perhaps should be better known for those who are sort of not part of the Ukrainian tradition, and so we're happy to do that piece. So then the first half of the program ends with a setting of the Magnificat. Now, the Magnificat, of course, is the song that Mary sings during her visitation to Elizabeth, her cousin. And again, this isn't, you know, really part of the Christmas events, but again, it's part of the sort of larger version of the story. We're doing a setting by Francesco Durante, who is a composer, who a Baroque composer, wrote in the early 18th century. And this is actually, it's Magnificat in B-flat major. It's actually fairly well known. It's one of nine that we know that he composed. But for a long time, it was attributed to his student, Pergolesi. So our music actually has on it, you know, Pergolesi Magnificat. And in fact, you know, more recent scholarship says that probably it wasn't actually Pergolesi. Pergolesi was actually a student of Durante. And Durante really isn't that well known today, but in his time, he was actually a famous teacher and very well regarded composer of sacred music. I think, though, recently Pergolesi is more famous, and perhaps that's why the piece got attributed to him. And anyway, so it's very complicated, these attributions, but it is thought to be by Durante. And it's this sort of lovely piece. I don't know, it's very fitting for the season, I think. It's very joyful, most of it, and just fun to sing and fun to listen to. So that's how we end the first half of the program. And then the second half of the program, we begin with a carol arrangement by John Rutter. How can you not? I mean, John Rutter, of course, is responsible for so much wonderful music, especially Christmas music. And so we are beginning with one of his arrangements of the Psalms Day Carol. And then we move to a set of Rose pieces. The first of these is There Is No Rose of Such Virtue, which is a 15th century English carol. We actually have the original music, but we're not doing that version. We have sung that in the past, but this year didn't seem to be quite the right year for that. And we're doing actually Jean Joubert's setting of that. And like many carols from the 15th century, it's a mix of English and Latin. Although, of course, Lulle My Liking, which is on the first half of the program, is also a 15th century English carol, and it's just English. It's not a mix of English and Latin. But this one is a mix. And it's a beautiful piece, sort of very, I don't know, almost timeless in a way. The women begin. They have a verse by themselves. It's just very sort of calm and beautiful. And then the men come in and it kind of builds in a way. And it's a really beautiful piece, which I think is very fitting, actually, for the season. Then second, we do perhaps the best known Rose Christmas piece, Lo, How a Rose, They're Blooming, by Michael Pretorius. We're doing a version arranged by Alice Parker and Robert Shaw. And you can't really do a Rose-themed Christmas program without doing this piece. It's so well known. But there is one problem for our theme here. The rose of that song is actually Jesus, not Mary. So the rose imagery gets, you know, used in different ways. So for this piece, it's about Jesus. I think the text is familiar. Lo, how a rose are blooming, from tender stem hath sprung, of Jesse's lineage coming, as men of old have sung, and so on. And in the second verse we have, Isaiah to us foretold it, the rose I have in mind, with Mary we behold it, the Virgin Mother kind. So clearly it's not the Virgin Mary who's the rose, it's Jesus. But I love the piece. I think the singers love the piece. I think the audience will love the piece. So I found a spot on the program for it.
And she's in there.
She's in there. Absolutely, she is. Yeah. Yeah, she makes an appearance in everything we do, whether it's, you know, a small mention in some things or the main focus of the piece. So, yeah, she is everywhere in the program. And then the third rose piece of that set is Bob Chilcott's The Rose in the Middle of Winter. This is a piece that may be less familiar. It's a setting of a beautiful poem by Charles Bennett. And I first got to know the piece actually by singing it. I sang it in the Lyric Consort a couple years ago. I don't remember exactly actually how far back, a year or two ago, we sang it. And I love the piece. I love singing it. And I thought it would work really well actually with the Arcadia Chorale. And so I decided to program it for this program. And the title of our concert actually comes from the poem in this piece. The Song of a Rose comes from the third verse of the poem. So it seemed to work well. And it's a beautiful piece, but it's also got this liveliness to it. It talks about the child being the dance in the soul of the gardener who's sort of listening to the Song of the Rose. And it's the dance kind of infuses the piece. It's this very lively, in certain ways, piece. And it's a lot of fun to sing, and I think the audiences will really enjoy it. It was written in 2009 for the 90th birthday of Sir David Wilcox, who is a name that if you are, you know, in the choral world at all, you know that name. He's responsible for so much wonderful Christmas music. David Wilcox is. And in fact, two of the sing-alongs that we're doing, the carol sing-alongs, are his arrangements. So that's kind of a nice connection, actually, that was written for his birthday. And then filling out the rest of the program, we have a couple of old favorites. We have a Renaissance motet by Victoria, his Ave Maria, which is, I think, a pretty well-known piece, and it seemed to fit nicely, of course, in the idea of the concert. And then What Is This Lovely Fragrance is a French carol and a gorgeous arrangement by Healy Willen that the chorale has sung on numerous occasions before. It's something that we love to sing, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful piece. And then finally filling out the program with a new work from 2017. Again, another new music, old text idea. This is a text from the 16th century. This is A Star as Bright as Day by Alan Bullard, and it features our guest organist, Mark Laubach. So it's a program of music that's very rewarding to sing, it's inspiring to listen to, and we're hoping it's just what people need to get into the Christmas spirit.
And where will we have opportunities to hear it?
Well, it is on Saturday and Sunday, December 1st and 2nd. December 1st, the Saturday concert is at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Wilkes-Barre. That's at 7:30 p.m. And then Sunday, December 2nd, that performance is at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton at 3 o'clock p.m. There's one other thing I should mention. As the people that attended our fall concert know, we actually recorded a CD of our repertoire in our fall concert. And that CD will be available before Christmas. It will be available for pre-order at our Christmas concert December 1st and 2nd. But we will have the physical CDs available in time for our Messiah sing-along, which is Sunday, December 16th. They'll also be available for download on Amazon and iTunes. So it's exciting, I think, for us. It's been a number of years since we did a recording session and really did a real recorded CD, you know, professionally recorded CD. And it was time, and it came out really well, actually, so we're excited to let people listen to that.
Dr. Stephen Thomas, who is music director of the Arcadia Chorale and its conductor, he is chair of the Division of Performing Arts, director of choral activities, and professor of music at Wilkes University, and he will be on the podium as the Arcadia Chorale presents the Song of the Rose, and that's Christmas music in honor of the Virgin Mary, Saturday, December 1st at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, 35 South Franklin Street in downtown Wilkes-Barre at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, December 2nd at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton at 3 p.m. They are good enough to offer seniors and WVIA members a discount, and admission is free for students. That's the Arcadia Chorale, the Song of a Rose, Christmas music in honor of the Virgin Saturday, December 1st at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Wilkes-Barre, 35 South Franklin Street at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 2nd at 3 in the afternoon at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton. For more information, online, arcadiacorral.org, arcadiacorral.org. And don't forget the annual Messiah Sing-Along with the Arcadia Chorale is December 16th. For more information online, arcadiacorral.org, arcadiacorral.org.